Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Serious Issues, a weekly comic book podcast. This one is a little late. My name is Andrew Levins. The reason it's late is because I had to tee up a meeting with one of the greatest minds in comic podcasting history, returning to the podcast for a long time, for the first time in a long time, is Siobhan Coombs.
What a pleasure to be here.
Man, Siobhan has some amazingly cool news that we're going to get to, but if you've only started listening to the podcast in the last 10 episodes or so, maybe you're thinking, who's Siobhan? How do you spell her name, for example? It's a question I'd be asking. Siobhan hosted this show with me for many, many years, had children and the ability, and then lockdown happened, and the ability to try and make regular recordings happen was just extremely difficult. So Siobhan, obviously, like when I kind of came up with how the show could be formatted, I said to Siobhan like my idea for it, and obviously said that whenever you want to be on it, you can be on it.
And I have news now.
You have news. You could have just come to talk about comics, but instead. We get the drop. We get the exclusive interview with the co-owner of Cockatoo Comics.
Oh my god. Well, okay. First thing is, I have really missed doing this, and it's so delightful to see you and to be talking about comics.
She was so excited to record today that she didn't bring a microphone.
I had a microphone. Okay, I have my microphone, but you know what? I got a new fucking laptop. I'm fucking Mac. I've changed all of, like, I don't have a USB port anymore.
Oh my god! Okay, all right, sure. So hopefully the new Mac inbuilt computer mic is not as bad as they used to be. But I'm sure this will be fine. Just so you know, if it sounds a little different than usual. Yeah, true. There's no canonically lovely boyfriend frying up a steak in the background. Those are my favorite episodes of Serious Issues, where you can just hear Nate cooking.
It's also hilarious because he never cooks. Like, why choose the only time when I'm doing a podcast to start cooking?
Oh, that's great. But yeah, look, Siobhan has news. You are starting.
Yeah.
You're going out.
Okay.
Let me.
So I first started doing this podcast with Levins when I was working at King's Comics, probably still one of the best comic bookstores in the world. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is so classic. Sorry, my little brother's just come up. Can I come down and see you in like 5 minutes, like half an hour? Thanks. All good. But we were reading, you know, like 80 fucking superhero comics a week, and this show went for 2 hours.
Yes, a lot, if not longer. Yeah, a bizarre whirlwind thing that was just our Mondays.
Why did
our Mondays
do that?
We're putting ourselves through pain.
Oh my god.
I love it.
Anyway, I have made the crazy decision to leave King's and start my own fucking comic book store. What? It's crazy. So Cockatoo Comics is a brand new Sydney-based online comic book store. I can't afford Sydney rents at the moment anyway. But basically I'm just importing a whole bunch of really cool indie comics and trying to also provide a hub for like local comics. So basically what we're stocking is independent comics from Australia and around the world. We're going to have a great selection of kids comics, and we're also going to be doing a variety of like comic based events. We're going to do workshops for kids. We're going to do what else are we going to do? We're going to do Q&As. We're going to do signings. We're going to do pub zine fairs and all kinds of cool stuff. And Cockatoo Comics is run by me and my good buddy Annie Huang, who is a Sydney-based multimedia artist but also a cartoonist.
Yeah, we've actually reviewed her comics in the past on the podcast very favorably. Yeah. She had comics in the issues of Meet Me in the Pit that we talked about.
Yep, and also Steady Diet, both published, all published by Blueprint Comics. She's also got one sort of completed graphic novel under her belt called 2020, which is about the pandemic and her sort of mental health relating to that. And it's a great read, and we're going to be stocking that as well. But I'm just really excited. It's weird and scary to be doing this, but I'm really excited to be importing a whole bunch of like our favorite publishers that you can't. Yeah,
I saw the list of places that you're bringing things in from, and you're the exclusive publisher for Australia, not publisher, but like importer for a number of publishers that we are huge fans of on the podcast, especially what's the name of the guys that do the boxes full of unique comics that you love getting?
Shortbox. So Shortbox are a UK-based indie comics publisher. They're so like, award-winning. Like they've won Eisners. They've been at least listed at the Angouleme Festival and things like that. So almost everything that they publish is so perfect. So I'm like so excited to be stocking them. And also Piao Studios, who are based, I believe, in Stockholm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting their stuff in while they're still available. I'm getting in Beehive Books. I'm getting in, do you know the Nib?
Yeah, I love the Nib.
So I'm getting in.
Ellery has been on an episode of Serious Issues that you worked on many, many years ago. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, I'm thrilled to be stocking the Nib magazines as well. And I'm just like, I'm also stocking secondhand stuff. So I'm not totally saying farewell to like Marvel and DC. But hopefully I'll just be stocking that stuff secondhand because I don't really want to get involved in that.
With like the diamond stuff. It's so much easier and so much nicer to deal directly with the people publishing the comics instead of the, everything else.
Everyone's so nice.
Yeah.
And I love getting to like email creators that I've been like a huge fan of for years and like, have a legitimate reason to chat to them and also to, order their comics. So I'm getting in Katie Skelly's new creator-owned series, and I'm getting in Sarah Horrocks comics, which I'm sure have never been available in this country before. So it's really just like been a fun dream for me setting this up. And Annie's totally the best to work with.
That's great. So what does Annie do when you guys work together?
So she is like our in-house designer and cartoonist.
Mm-hmm.
So she's done all of the design for our website. Like I originally just got in touch with her because I wanted her to do a logo for me. And she was like, I love this. I would love to be involved in this long term. And now we're sort of doing it together, which is cool and so fun. And she does all our social media, which I'm thrilled about. I don't have to be involved in that anymore. She's just really helping to run everything, helping to keep me organized and on track. I really don't think it would be happening as quickly and as efficiently without her on board. And she's also like, because she kind of comes from the zine world as well. So she has a different perspective and different taste in comics to me. So I'm getting like a good kind of entryway into that world. And also getting, a sort of wider variety of stuff than I necessarily would have gotten in myself.
Yeah, because Sydney's comic book scene, local comic book scene, while it was, I guess, kind of strong in the 80s and 90s, it's hard to kind of come by these days. But we've always had a very vibrant DIY zine scene. There's so many like extremely independent titles that, as in like people that are photocopying them themselves and giving them out or selling them at MCA Zine Fair each year. That I would they're much better than some of the other comics I read. I wish they had like properly released editions, And I guess that's what Chris is doing with Blueprint Comics.
Totally. And also, like, that we have such an amazing, like, currently working in Australia, we have such amazing cartoonists like Pat Grant and Chris Gooch and Claudia Cinieri. Accoli? Is that how you pronounce her name? Sorry, Claudia.
I'll never know.
But all these people are getting, like, nabbed by big name overseas indie publishers because there's not really the support here. So long term, we want to get into publishing our own stuff as well.
Oh, that's really exciting.
But also just kind of, you know, have lots of Australian comics in one place. So it's a bit easier to track things down for people who, you know, might not be in that world but still want to support it.
Yeah, totally. Now this is it feels like the start of something very big and cool, and I'm glad that you're in the middle.
I fucking hope so, man.
Yeah. So if people want to buy comics from you, how do they do it?
Just go to cockatoocomics.com. Mm-hmm. We are still in the process of getting the online store up and functional. Our official launch date is October 30th. On October 30th, just go and shop away. I'm trying to keep shipping as low as possible. So hopefully it won't be too debilitating for people.
And are you only doing within Australia at the moment, or is there the opportunity to ship Australian stuff internationally?
So far, only Australia. Mm-hmm. International shipping is so outrageously expensive. I just can't imagine anyone wanting to spend $40, you know, but it's definitely something that we're looking at doing for the future as well.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you don't have a physical space at the moment. Hopefully that is on the cards. I would love to see you run your own shop.
The dream.
I just with a brilliant secondhand section as well as a great bunch of new releases. Because that's really lacking. I love a secondhand comic section. And the emphasis on kids comics too. I feel like I've very rarely seen somewhere where you can go in and get good comics that aren't just it's the comic book adaptation of Frozen, you know.
Yeah.
My son adores reading Dogman comics, all the Dave Pilkey stuff. He rereads the Anders collection, I reckon once a month. I think he's read those comics 20 times. They're so good.
Oh, they're so fucking good, man.
Did you get in touch with them?
I am absolutely stocking Anders.
That's unreal.
I'm about to do a big write-up for it. Because I just don't, I feel like it should be better known. I don't know why it isn't.
Let's make a mental note. We should do a big, maybe we should even try and interview the creator. What's his name again?
I would love that. Gregory McKay?
Yeah. Because they're so special, and they're published by, I think Penguin put them out.
Alan and Unwin?
Alan and Unwin put them out.
But he is Australian.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Anders in the Comet was the first one I got. But if you have just a young person, or you just love those timeless, kind of all ages comics, then yeah.
It's the best.
Definitely check it out. It's so hard to find good kids comics, even though I know there are so many good ones out there. And I feel like they're not given the gravitas they deserve.
Yeah.
It's difficult to when people are like, oh, I'm thinking about getting some comics from my son or cousin or whatever, what do you recommend? And then I say Anders, or I'll say Owly or stuff like that. What about superheroes? I'm like, oh, that's junk. They'll get into that anyway, you know, the bridge to comics now is cartoons, movies, then comics. Superhero stuff, and when you're it's great when you're a teenager to read that stuff, but I don't know, I don't know if you want to give an 8-year-old a comic where all the problems are solved through fighting.
Yeah, oh man, I've made some real mistakes with my son and his love of we try and keep it sort of golden age, he likes a lot of Jack Kirby stuff at the moment, and but he was reading this collection of Submariner comics. Really old school,
old name ones,
World War II stuff.
Yeah,
and he started being like, "What's a gas chamber, Mom?" And I was like, "Whoa, what have I done?"
that's great shit. That's a mistake that you've made with your son. You've also made a mistake with my son. I've talked about this on the podcast before.
Oh yeah,
but you gave him it's not your fault. It's like a Batman book for kids. And it's beautifully illustrated. I can't remember what it's called, but you open it. The first page is like, Batman's parents were murdered. Like, that's like the first line of the book. And I remember like going like, oh, let's read the Batman book that Siobhan got you, Archie. And reading that and so like, this is this.
Oh no, what's a murder, daddy?
Yeah. Yeah, Batman's parents were murdered in a gas chamber.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. And the thing that's really interesting is that like comics are selling more than they ever have. And kids' comics are selling more than they ever have. This is not translating to comic book stores. This is all coming through bookstores because things like the Dave Pilkey books and Raina Telmagaya's books and like manga aimed at kids are just that like people are buying them through bookstores and comic book stores aren't getting any of that sweet, sweet money. Mm. So hopefully like if I, but people still want the comic book store experience. So I'm hoping to try and do a little bit of that online, but also give people like opportunities to come and meet up and have it be a bit more special. Like I think so often about that cool thing that we did, the single issues night.
Yes, that was the best. We did a an event at a nightclub where we brought a bunch of tables in and then spent like weeks and weeks convincing the owners of King's Comics. They have warehouses and warehouses of old issues. And I was just like, just bring a few boxes down, make them $1 per issue, and we'll do like a single dollar comics night, and we did a live episode, which maybe was a bit of a disaster. But listening back to that now, it's just me insulting the audience for 20 minutes.
It was so funny.
It's still in the feed. Go back and find our live episode.
We want to do more stuff like that. You know, like at like the Petersham Bolo. Sorry if this is too incredibly in a West focused. Sydney specific.
Right, yeah. Hey, I'm allowed to go there now. I wasn't. Maybe if you brought this up 4 weeks ago, I'd have been like, fuck you, Siobhan. But I we can come visit you soon. We definitely need to do that.
Yeah, totally. But like, you know, we can like, I just think there's the potential to do some really fun, smaller scale outdoor events that are COVID safe, family friendly, and where you can buy a bunch of comics and in the sort of community, because it's there, it's thriving. We just need to like take advantage of it, make a bunch of money off it.
So let's do an episode very soon with you and Annie.
That would be super cool.
Is up and running, and maybe you've got an event on the horizon. I'm actually working towards doing a bunch of events in public libraries soon.
Oh, sick!
So I will talk to you about maybe doing comic book workshops as part of that. But yes, hey, please. So look forward to the fruit of this conversation coming to light in the future. But of course, this is a podcast about the comics we read. So Siobhan, I want to know what you've been reading.
Okay, so I have been reading. What I've actually been reading is I've been reading this trilogy of Chinese sci-fi novels called The Three Body Problem. They are excellent. Very science heavy, and I'm an idiot and I can't really understand them. But in terms of comics, I have been having so much fun just importing things that I want and then reading them and being like, I hope other people want to buy these, but I want to buy them. But so one I wanted to talk about, because I think it's like a really great example of the kind of thing that differentiates Cockatoo Comics from maybe other comic book stores that already exist in Australia. And it's a comic published by Shortbox, and it's called Pipette and Dudley Charming Dog Adventure Comic. And this is about an influencer called Pipette.
Yep.
And her beautiful dog, who's also her photographer, called Dudley. And it is by a woman called Charlotte May, MEI. And it is a fully painted sort of, I wouldn't say it's like a super traditional comic. Like it's not, there's not much, pages aren't really divvied up into panels, but it is, you know, it's a comic in every other possible way. And there's just this beautiful, funny, pastel colored, gentle sort of comedy, romance, drama, I suppose, about this influencer called Pipette and her pet dog. And when she starts dating a DJ, his name is... It's called like Prince Charming or something like that.
DJ Prince Charming.
Something like that, honestly. I like it. and Dudley has to kind of cope with his best friend not really being around so much anymore? And what does his life look like without Pipette in it quite so heavily? And kind of dealing with the grief of that. But it's like so cute and it's so beautiful. And it's such a nicely printed little like object as well. And I just love think
the,
it's
because it's painted, right? It's a painted comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen a comic that looks like this. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. It's completely like unique as far as I can tell. It's obviously influenced by like certain art styles and particular things, but it's I think it's such a timely story without being, you know, like a story about an influencer. You kind of go like, no, that's so dumb. But it's really spot on and it's really funny, as well as being like sweet and human and relatable. Not in a like hashtag relatable way, but just in a and every page is like a beautiful, like a beautifully painted tableau almost.
Yeah, this is great. It's like half gorgeous kind of comic book, half picture book.
Yeah,
with these incredible pastel painted pictures. Dan, I think I might just like, you know what you should do? I'm a big fan of subscription services.
This is absolutely a thing that we're trying to, okay. We probably won't have it in time for the launch, but we're definitely looking to do like a, here's a box of like Cockatoo Comics starter pack. Like here's the stuff that we're getting that's different. Here's the stuff that you definitely want to read.
Because I trust your opinion a lot. Like yeah. I know, I'll probably get you to do like the Levin subscription service. Right, just give you $100 every 3 months and you just send me some comics.
I'm so happy to do that, honestly. Like I'm setting up a, because I really, a thing that I like, probably my one of my favorite things about working for Kings and a thing that I really miss is just, and it sounds ridiculous and every King staff member would roll their eyes at me, but like genuinely interacting with customers. And I really miss it. And I really miss just talking to people about comics and, you know, having someone come in and go like, oh, I don't know what to get. What would you recommend? And I get to be like, what's your favorite movie? Let's find something that has that vibe. Sure. So I'm starting a business WhatsApp.
Yep.
And I'm hoping that people can just text me and be like, text the Cockatoo Comics WhatsApp and I'll be able to recommend some things and do like a little tailored package for them.
Okay. Love it.
Because it's the best I can figure out how to make that happen within the confines of an online store. Because I just think I understand people being overwhelmed and not knowing what to get. But I think that I'm getting such cool, weird, interesting stuff that there's definitely going to be really interesting things for everyone.
Yeah, there's such a uniqueness to that book just then. Bonker's name. Pippin and Dudley, Charming Dog Adventure. God, what a great name. I've been getting the kids really into Sanrio. Of course, Hello Kitty, Gudetama, many.
I didn't realize Gudetama was.
Oh man, let me just run my bookshelf quickly to show you a recent purchase.
Yes, please. Levins is running away, and now he's coming back. Here he is.
Okay, I've run to my bookshelf, and I have Sanrio design in the 70s and 80s.
Oh my god.
So this is like they're in Japanese, but it's from like 1975 is when Hello Kitty was created, and little twin stars, and shortly after that Melody the rabbit, Sam the penguin. And so you have like this amazing tome of all the merchandise that was created year after year. Oh my after god. Year. And then, like, yeah, and then there's one from the 90s and 2000s, and that's when you get introduced, like, Pom Pom Purin and Peckle the Duck and Cinnamoroll, and it's just so colourful and just the designs, like, it's so crazy that Hello Kitty has 10 years on me. She's, like, 46 years old, and they someone drew her and just got it right immediately, and they've never changed her design. Like, which Western character can you say that about?
Yeah, totally. There's so few like perfect characters out there. Anders. I always call him Anders.
Anders. Maybe it is Anders. It makes sense. Yeah.
But, I don't know.
But yeah, no, the aesthetics of Sanrio, even though I know it is like hilarious being like, hey, Tilly, this is, Peckle the duck. Yes, this is yet another character that exists that purely to sell, like, you know, stationery and t-shirts. Yeah. They don't have any stories about them. They're just a face that you can buy. You can buy things with the face on it, you know. But
they're still fucking cool as shit.
They're
man.
So cool, exactly. And there is that aesthetic quality to A Charming Dog Adventure by Charlotte.
Yes, yes, yes. It's very adorable.
So yeah, I love that you're like, you know, because a lot of these books, you will have to go to the artist's website and then buy it. Often they live in the UK or America or Europe or wherever. And I love that you're just getting them all in the one place, and I can, you know, have a look at all these like aesthetically similar artists and get a package of books from them all. That's cool.
Yeah. I think you're really going to love a lot of the stuff we're getting in this.
A little worried.
This is what I want to hear. I'm so like hoping we sell out.
Yeah, that's great. Selling out rules. I'm also going to try and pay for as many comics as I can with secondhand comics that you can then sell in your store.
Yes. Yeah. We're definitely, once we're sort of operational, we're going to open up the secondhand store as well. And we will definitely exchange, you know, if you come in and bring us a box, we'll give you store credit if that's how you'd rather be paid.
Unreal.
And that's going to be run by the canonically lovely Nate. He's going to run the secondhand part of the store. So
that rules.
That's going to be cool.
So good.
Yeah.
You should be more public about that. I love that. That's what he does now.
he's doing a mix for us for our launch.
That's amazing.
Sponsored by Cockatoo Comics mix. It's going to be so cool.
I'm happy to do volume 2 if you want to do that.
Oh yeah, please.
Wait, was this published by Cicada Books? Oh no, this is Charlotte May's new book called Pippin Paints a Portrait. Have you got that yet?
Okay. Nope.
It's coming out this month. Pippin, oh man. It's about Pippin a dog. The dog, like, yeah, she's so clearly influenced by like Sanrio and like,
yeah,
so good.
The thing that's so fun about this and not being trapped into the direct market of comic book stores is that I feel really free to just get in whatever is cool. So like if you are interested in a specific book that you don't want to pay the shipping for, but you think would be interesting for people to read, send me an email. store@cockatoocomics.com and I will do my very best to get it in because there's so much cool stuff out there and shipping to Australia is outrageous.
Yeah, absolutely. It's genuinely crazy. These Sanrio books that I got, I think I paid more in shipping than I did for the books to get them here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. I'm hoping that even though like I've obviously had to bump up the prices a little, I'm trying to not be unreasonable price-wise. But you're still going to be saving a heap on shipping.
Yeah, so good.
Awesome. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Awesome. Well, that's enough about Cockatoo Comics because it's
what time have you been
for me to talk about yet again about Japanese monsters and or robots.
Yes, please.
In the last few weeks, I've been talking about Gundam. I've been talking about Transformers, the manga. and Berserk, and I'm in between enormous enormous legendary manga runs at the moment. I've made my way through so many classics this year. I've read every single chapter of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is like 30 something years of manga.
Unbelievable.
I've read seven of those enormous sized Berserks that have three volumes each in them. Unbelievable series. I've read all of Full Metal Alchemist.
My God, I fucking love Full Metal Alchemist. Ugh. Every now and again, I want to reread it, but I gave my copies to a friend.
Oh, damn. Gasp for him back.
For bags, it was for her son.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, they're so good.
It's brilliant. So much fun. Yeah. Expertly paced, too. The way it all comes to a head at the end is so great. And because I'm in between big reads, I was like, hey, what was that app that I used to religiously go to every single Monday and read like eight new chapters of various stories that I follow? Oh yeah, Shonen Jump app, which is where I read, One Piece and Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen. So many great ongoing manga series. And there was one that started last year called Kaiju Number 8. I was maybe like 15 chapters behind on, and the first volume of that is about to come out in the West, in Australia, cool. And the rest of the world. Kaiju Number 8 is by Naoya Matsumoto, and when we talk about most manga, especially Shonen Jump published manga, they are poor mangaka who write and draw all the stories by themselves. Maybe they have some assistants doing background art, but every week they have to turn in 20 pages of manga to be published. And quite often these people will draw themselves to death. There are countless, including the creator of Berserk, these harsh working conditions that you are forced to be under, or maybe you're a perfectionist and force yourself to go under. They're not good for your health. And so many mangaka, including Oda, the creator of One Piece, every year I feel like there's like, oh, he's taking a week off because he's sick. And you're like, oh God, like so stressed at the way these people work. So there is a new model for how you can publish manga in Shonen Jump now. And they are doing an online service called Shonen Jump Plus. It's an app run by Shueisha, who owns Shonen Jump. I talked about Spy Family with you many moons ago. Mm-hmm. That was a Shonen Jump Plus comic, and so is Kaiju Number 8. And Spy Family and Kaiju Number 8 are two of the highest selling manga series in Japan at the moment. The Tankobon volumes, the collective volumes, sell millions when they come out now. Maybe not millions, maybe hundreds of thousands, but I think collective, they've definitely sold well over a million, if not more. I could probably tell you, whatever. Reception. Wow. Okay, so by June 21, we've got three volumes a few volumes of Kaiju Number 8, and they've sold over 3 million copies. 4 million copies. Jeez. Holy shit. By September last month, they'd sold over 4 million copies just in Japan alone. So Kaiju Number 8 is a really, really fun story that sticks to a regular schedule. I think it's like 3 weeks on, 1 week off, but the month off, you get like 4 pages of artwork, which is just like these gorgeous color drawings of characters from the book. There's 44 chapters that exist of Kaiju number 8 so far. And it follows the lives of the Japanese Defense Force, who are tasked with killing the Kaiju, the big monsters that attack Japan constantly. And we have Kafka, who is the main character. And when he was young, a kaiju destroys his town. And so he and his friend, Mina, vow to become members of the Japanese Defense Force. And Mina grows up to become a famous commander of the Defense Force. But Kafka fails the entrance exams over and over again and becomes a member of the cleanup crew, which is called Monster Sweeper Incorporated. And so their job is to basically like remove all the monsters' dead bodies and like dead body parts and guts and destruction after each battle. Now, in the first chapter, a small monster flies into Kafka's mouth, and Kafka turns into a monster. He has the ability to turn into a monster, and he is actually dubbed Kaiju Number 8 by the Defense Force. And he, even though he is fully in control of himself as he's in monster form, he gets like superhuman strength, and he is immediately pursued by the Defense Force when he's in monster form. But he becomes the first ever Kaiju to escape the Defense Force, and so this follows Kafka, who is part monster but also desperately wanting to be on the Defense Force, and becomes a member of the Defense Force while also having the ability to transform into a Kaiju.
Sick. That sounds like so much fun.
So much fun. The artwork is so good. It's so it's very, very unique in that, like, the designs, it doesn't look like every other manga, and the monsters feel like very modern and kind of almost like pop art inspired, design wise and like the action is like very vibrant. You have lots of a great mixture of like line work in all the action, and it's really well written. All of the moments between characters, the cast is excellent, and as Kaiju Number 8's secrets are found out by various members of the team, you know, hilarity and or panic ensues. And it's like a little bit of a cat and mouse thing. There's a lot going on in this comic. I really, really love it. I think you would enjoy it too. So when it hits stands, if you're not someone that reads digital comics, I highly recommend the release of Kaiju Number 8.
Yeah, I'm going to have to like check in with you every now and again and see if there's like what the newest hit manga is, because I want to try and... I'm going to try and keep some of that stuff in stock.
Yeah.
Because it sells so much better than almost everything else.
Well, I mean, all of the Viz manga is published by Simon & Schuster in Australia. So you could just go through a book. Huh. I'll put you in touch. You can just go through a book company as opposed to Diamond.
That would be awesome. I mean, yeah. I do have a book distributor, but if there's someone local, I would love that.
Oh, yeah. Super easy. This is what whenever
she's like a business conversation now.
Yeah, totally. So that's gonna be wheeling and dealing.
I'm the worst capitalist ever.
Ooh. It's great. I love it. So look, that is it for this episode, Kaiju Number 8, and I'm gonna try and remember what the hell it was called again. Cute Dog Adventure, the movie. I can't remember what was it called again.
Pepette and Dudley, Charming Dog Adventure Comic.
You'll be able to find at least one of those through cockatoocomics.com when the website launches at the end of the month. We'll have Siobhan and her business partner on very soon, I guess, in a few weeks.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Next month. I'll come, hopefully in person, I'll come to wherever you guys are.
Yeah, come to the office.
Cool. Where's the office?
It'll be so fun.
What part of Sydney?
My parents' house.
Okay, great.
Petersham.
Okay, that's doable. I'll come through and we'll do an in-person episode, just like the old times.
That'd be so fun.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everything that you achieve with Cockatoo Comics. I think it's such a great initiative, and hope you end up publishing comics, because you definitely have an eye for the good shit, and I hope the good shit finds its way to you.
Thanks, man. And he's trying to convince me to write comics as well. So
that's great.
so many projects ahead of us.
Oh man, you have to stock my books too. They're kind of
comic book-y. They're basically comics. They're basically comics, right?
Yeah. I have three out now.
I know. I fucking like. Congratulations, man. I've done such a bad job of like saying congrats, but like such a huge achievement, and it's so cool.
Your kids are probably old enough to enjoy them now. Have they got copies of any of them?
No, I'm trying to
I'll bring all three. Get them at my local. I'll come visit you. No, I'll bring them to you. We need to pay.
That'd be awesome. I think Otto would love them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Shatterstar.
He's perfect age. That's whatever.
Whatever.
So that is it for this episode of Serious Issues. As usual, you can keep in touch with us via facebook.com/group/Serious Issues Podcast. That's our Facebook group. And if you have like some independent comics that you would love to see stocked at your local store, pretend that Siobhan is your local store and just create the dream comic book store by just telling her the good shit that she needs to stock.
Thanks, guys.
Cockatoocomics.com is the website. You can follow her as well on Instagram.
Yep. So you can follow me at my personal page, which is Siobhan CBG, or Cockatoo Comics is just at Cockatoo Comics. And we're posting lots of cool shit up there about what we've got coming up. And you can also sign up to our newsletter, which is going to be very, very cool.
Excellent.
As far as newsletters go.
Cool. Of course, you can find me at LevDog, LevDawg. My other podcast, Hey Fam, and all the small games are also up there. Everything is available on sanspantsradio.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.